If she's married, she'd say, I have to ask.
I'd have to ask my husband.
And he'd say, talking about her, I have to ask.
Well, if he was talking about her, he'd say, I'd have to ask my wife.
Any joking ways that they'd refer to each other, besides my husband or my wife?
Well, people have pet names for one another. I don't know. There's just no telling how...
What do you mean a pet name?
Well, it's something like Pee Wee or something. It's in something, anything. It don't make no difference. And they might call Joseph Joe or something like that. Or anything like that. That's the only way I can explain that.
Woman
I referred to, I don't know why, but I always referred to my wife as Laura.
Uh-huh.
And she referred to me, this latter year, she said referred to me as Daddy.
Uh-huh.
But she used to always call me Albert.
Uh-huh. A woman whose husband is dead is called a...
Widow woman.
What if he just left her, then she'd be a...
Well, she'd be a grass widow, I guess.
Okay. Does a grass widow have to be formally divorced?
Well, certainly. She wouldn't be a grass widow if she wouldn't.
Okay. And the man whose child you are, he's your...
Well, he's my father.
And his wife is your...
Mother.
And together they're your...
Father and mother.
Or your...
Parents.
What do people used to call their mother and father?
Well, we call them mom and papa.
Okay. Do you hear that nowadays?
Yes, I do sometimes, but my son never referred to us as that. He always said Daddy,
uh-huh.
Mama.
Your father's father would be your...
Grandfather.
And his wife would be your...
Grandmother.
What would you call them?
Well, you wouldn't call them grandparents.
Or if you were talking to them, what would you...
Well, whichever one you was talking to, you'd refer to them as grandmother, grandfather.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call them a pawpaw or anything like that?
No, I didn't, and my son always called his only grandmother that lived in length of time. He always referred to his grandma.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about that paw and maw and pawpaw and all that. That stuff comes from, comes from down East Texas way.
Uh-huh.
You're not talking about around here. Most of the people here refer to dad, granddad. So, mm-hmm. Of course, now a lot of people here, they'll have, there's no telling how many different ways children call their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little niece of mine, she calls her grandmother, that one was in here a while ago, or yesterday, Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
There's no telling what they would call them. There's no specific thing. You can't pin that one down. And there's no way to pin that one down because there's so many different expressions there. That they would call their grandparents. I don't know. Like Mimi, I don't never heard of the word Mimi, but that's what she calls her. And she doesn't call her grandma or grandmother or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. What's something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down?
Baby carriage.
Huh?
Baby carriage.
And you put the baby in the carriage and you go out and...
Push the baby carriage.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
There's a son and a daughter.
Or a boy and a...
Boy and a girl.
And you say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year he... What, 5 inches?
He grew 5 inches in the last year.
And you'd say you certainly have...
Certainly has grown.
And you say you could almost see him...